Well, visiting with PCM head volleyball coach Sarah DeVries for a kind of a 2024 season wrap-up. Coach, you know, you guys ran into a really tough team in Mount Vernon to end your season last week. Can you kind of talk a little bit about kind of what that match was like?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a mixed emotions. You know, we were, you know, mentally we knew that it was going to be a tough match and that we probably weren't going to walk away with a win. So it's hard going into a match like that. But at the same time, the girls knew that they had nothing to lose. And so they did keep up their spirits a little bit and had some fun out there and went after it. And so I was proud of the way it turned out.
You know, kind of over taking a look at the season overall, you know, you guys finished 16-11 and even in the conference play, you know, another winning season for you guys. Kind of how do you feel, you know, that kind of sets the tone for where PCM volleyball is at right now?
Yeah, definitely. I was happy overall. I think there were a couple bubble matches that, you know, could have gone either way if we would have played a little different. But overall, I felt like we beat the teams that we should have beat. And, you know, we put up good competition against those teams that were a little stronger than us. And so I'm happy with another winning season. It puts us in a good place for next year, too, with a lot of girls coming back. So I'm happy with the way it ended.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that too. You know, you guys do have a significant number of players coming back, including, you know, Tori Lindsay, who's been with you guys for quite a while now. And but you are losing seniors Rebecca DeVries and Addison Steenhook, who, you know, have been big contributors for you guys the last, you know, several years. Can you kind of talk about, you know, what that transition is going to be like?
Yeah, I think so. You know, losing Rebecca as a hitter is going to be big. You know, she's led our team in kills for the last 2 years. So replacing her is not easy, but I think there's a couple of girls that are willing to step up. I know Libby Winters, you know, she's only a freshman and she was second on our team for kills. So I think she kind of ramped up her season towards the end there with her proficiency. And so I'm excited to see what she does next year. And we have some other couple other hitters that have kind of been vying for that outside position, kind of switched that up a little bit with a couple different girls. So I think knowing that they need to step up and put a little pressure on them, I think they're going to rise to the occasion. And then, yeah, losing Addie Steenhook is going to be a big thing. She's always been our huge cheerleader on the court. The energy that comes from her is huge. And so, you know, that's going to be big shoes to fill. So I'm hoping that someone's willing to step in there and be that energy on the court that she always was.
You know, now kind of what the season, obviously there's a lot to digest when a season ends and, you know, the season just did end, but kind of what's mm-hmm. the process now look like as you wrap things up, you know, head into the off season and then eventually some point get ready for next season.
Exactly. You know, with a school like ours, a lot of these girls, especially the top athletes, are playing more sports. So I'm just excited to watch them play more sports in their basketball season, track, softball, those kinds of things. I think being an all-around athlete is such a good thing for them. And so I'm excited to see them play other sports. A couple of our girls are going to play club season, which is exciting for them to go and listen to other coaches and get some more experience on the court. And so that's a good way to build our program as well.
You know, have you noticed that volleyball being a fall sport, obviously, have you noticed that, you know, in your time, that's a sport that it kind of gets these girls ready to play sports for the rest of the school year, or kind of vice versa, that, you know, these girls are, a lot of them played softball in the summer, or they played, you know, sports in the spring or winter, that's getting them ready for volleyball season. And it could be the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it kind of, it's a cycle, really. But I do, you know, some schools have specialty athletes and they only play one sport and you play that sport year round. I don't think PCM is really that way. And so some of these girls, volleyball is their top choice and they're going to go look to play a good club season. But most of these girls do play multiple sports. And so that just makes them a really strong all around athlete. And it really builds the bond between them also, that the same girls that they play with at volleyball are the same ones that they play at basketball and volleyball. So it's kind of cool to see.
So now that you've completed your third season as PCM head volleyball coach, you know, do you feel like you've had a good chance now to kind of get your bearings and establish what you want to kind of build with the program and the culture you really want to instill?
Yeah, I think each year you add a little elements here and there, and I think it's going well. Obviously, the pool of athletes changes every year, so that's kind of a different dynamic. You know, next year will be really different, not having a daughter on the team. So a lot of people have said, are you going to come back? And I think I will. I can't imagine walking away from this program right now. I'm really invested in the girls and trying to find ways to educate myself to be a better coach and find ways to be more competitive on the court, giving them the best advantage they can.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close up our interview and wrap up the season, you look at the group you had this year. What specifically about this 2024 group was special? What made them special?
I think the energy that they brought to the court, and we put ourselves in a good position after last season, and so those returning seniors and even Tori on the court, they knew how to get the job done, and they were really good leaders on the court, and that was great to see. They just brought a lot of energy. They're a lot of fun in practice. I mean, we laugh so much in practice. The girls know how to have fun together. They're all great friends. And so just I'm gonna miss that. I think these last couple of days when I've been home, when we're supposed to be, when we used to be at practice, are kind of like, oh, I miss those girls so much. So they're just a lot of fun to be around. We build a lot of good bonds during the season, and I'm looking forward to getting back to that again next year.
Well, Coach, congrats on a great season. Appreciate your time always and throughout the entire season. And, already looking forward to a good season next year.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your coverage.